Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen. I want to thank you for joining me on another weekday podcast. Today, let's talk about a subject that we all have to deal with in our different and varying ways, and that is anxiety. Anxiety is a word we hear often these days. I mean, since, you know, we had the pandemic, it just seems like anxiety has gone through the roof. Well, a lot of people struggle with anxiety. I'm one of them. We know there's all kinds of different anxiety, some of which disrupt our lives. It can be characterized by panic, sleep issues, racing thoughts, and plenty more. And one article I read suggested that about 31% of Americans will experience an anxiety disorder in their lives, making it one of the most common mental health conditions in the whole country. There's no shame in seeking mental health help for feelings of anxiety that are out of control, because I've done it. And I encourage you, seek help if you suffer from that kind of anxiety. On a lower level, there's a type of anxiety commonly called worry. And we deal with that a lot as well. The Apostle Paul had a lot of things he could be worried about. He was in prison, but not for a crime. He wanted to be out sharing the gospel, but was in chains. On his heart were a lot of churches and Christians that he knew needed his help and encouragement. So he had a lot to worry about, but he wrote something that should help us in our stressful times. He said in Philippians 4:6, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Now, Paul's encouraging us to turn to God when all the concerns of life are weighing us down. In his writings, the Bible tells us what to do with our anxiety and our worry. It says, present your requests to God, and we do that along with thanksgiving. When we're dealing with worry, it may seem an odd time to be thankful, but shifting our attention to our blessings and the things for which we're grateful reminds us that God is present. He hears. He is moved by our prayers, and he moves us and loves us. That may not answer every question that we have, but it does give us a pathway forward. Who's dealing with anxiety? Everybody I know. Who needs to pray and be thankful? Everybody I know. When should we start? How about right now? Let us be a people that run into the arms of our Savior and bring him our anxiety and our stress and drop it at his feet. My friend, the one thing I know for certain is when you are stressed and you're stressed to the max, when you're anxious and anxious to the max, the best place to start with dealing with it is at the feet of Jesus. My friend, run into his arms today. God bless you, friend, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.